Chapter 8, Foundations of Our White Society. Just as the honeybee has instinctively organized itself according to the pattern nature has devised for it, and by following it, and only by following it, does it survive, so also is there a natural order for the white man's society. If he follows this natural order, he will survive and multiply. If he goes contrary to nature, then nature will heap retribution upon him and phase him out just as surely as it has the dinosaur and the dodo and the thousands of other extinct species. The white race, too, has a distinct natural order that nature has ordained for it, left undisturbed by such parasitic alien forces as the Jew. The white man would naturally follow this order. Basically, here are some of the fundamental laws that are inbred and ingrained in the white race and are inherently its very own. 1. Loyalty and love for its own kind. Just as every other race has been endowed by nature with racial loyalty in order to preserve its kind, so the white man too has been endowed with loyalty to his own kind. He too has a basic urge to mate only with his kind and to procreate and perpetuate his own kind. This, of course, is completely in harmony with nature's law of segregation of the species and its never-ending program to upgrade and improve the species. The fact that the white race has reached the highest pinnacle of perfection of any of nature's species over the thousands of years is only one of the many indicators of the powerful urge that the white man has already had in the past to segregate and to improve his own race. 2. Hatred for alien races and their exclusion from its midst. Actually, these two emotions, love and hatred, go together and are the two sides of the same coin. You naturally love your own kind and defend them at all costs. If those whom you love, such as your own family, your own children, your own wife, are threatened or menaced by an alien race, the hatred that is engendered and called up for their defense is a natural emotion, not only in human beings, but in all species. If a tiger's cubs are menaced, the mother will ferociously defend them. In doing so, she is aroused to great hatred and ferocity. Without hatred, it is hardly imaginable that she would put up any defense. It is also the same in human beings. Without hatred for the menace that endangers our loved ones, we would hardly be aroused to fight and defend them. Therefore, this idiotic propaganda that we are continually told by the liberals, the Jews, and the Christians, that we should not hate, in fact, we should love our enemies, is completely in conflict with nature and in conflict with our best healthy instincts. 3. defense of territory. Except for the parasites that live on the backs of others, practically every healthy species instinctively realizes and recognizes the need to have a large and adequate territory within which it can live and within which it can expand. It must have land upon which it can utilize the natural resources for its livelihood. Eagles recognize such territory and stake out usually an area of something like 70 square miles for a single eagle family. Wolves recognize this prime law of nature, and they too stake out their own territory within which to hunt. A beaver colony has their own pond, and if it becomes overgrown, they build a dam in a new area, and the offspring expands into further areas. Even a meadowlark or a bluebird voices its determination that it has staked out its own territory within which it claims supremacy, and admonishes others to stay out. 4. The leadership principle. With this idea and principle goes also the total organization of a structural society. Throughout history, the human race as such, and the white race in particular, has made great progress by virtue of outstanding leaders. Without leaders, the white race falls apart and disintegrates. Under such great leaders as Adolf Hitler, for instance, a people that had suffered tremendous defeat and was being totally destroyed and disintegrated by the evil Jewish parasites, was in short order rallied to a rebirth and regeneration that quickly united the nation. Under his leadership, the nation expelled the poisonous parasites that had been undermining and destroying the nation, and quickly began a resurgence that was the marvel of the century. Under such constructive leadership, it began to rebuild itself, and in a very few years, it again became the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. 5. Chain of command. With the leadership principle also extends a chain of command, which is exemplified by the organization of an army or the organization of a corporation such as General Motors or DuPont or the Bell Telephone Company or any one of a thousand others. It is, in fact, the only sensible and efficient way to organize. All the Jewish propaganda about democracy, to the contrary, the leadership principle has proved over the thousands of years to be the foundation of organized society. Democracy is nothing other than mob rule, whereby the Jew has complete control of propaganda and leads and misleads the mob to not only destroy itself, but destroy its nationhood, destroy its country, and destroy its race. Under democracy, where everybody is presumably responsible for everything, and decisions are made by the cowardly vote of a committee, it actually works out that nobody is responsible for anything. 6. Sanctity of the family unit. Incumbent in the white civilization is the family unit itself, which is the basic building block of the whole social structure. If you destroy the family, you destroy the race. The family is the present golden link in the long golden chain of our white race. If it is broken at any point in history, the whole chain breaks down and is irreparably destroyed. With the sanctity of the family, the idea of respect for womanhood is also strongly embedded. Linked with this concept also is the sacredness of motherhood, which is the foundation of the family unit. It is to the discredit of the white race that these sacred ideas have been tarnished in recent years in the frantic, insane, and useless drive to attempt to upgrade the nigger to the white man's level. We have degraded ourselves and are pulling ourselves down towards his level. Of the multitude of differences between the white race and the niggers, one outstanding difference is in the type of family life the average healthy white family practices and the degenerate, practically non-existent family life in the nigger community, which is pointed up by the joke, confused as Father's Day in Harlem. 7. The compulsion toward a racial soul. There exists within each race which has achieved a homogeny, i.e., a similarity in structure because of its common descent, a certain character or quality that can best be described as soul. It is the very essence of his inner being, and it is a common feeling around which racial loyalty can gravitate. Even the lowly nigger has it and talks about his soul brothers, a descriptive term loaded with meaning. Of all the races of mankind, the racial soul of the white man is the loftiest, the most beautiful, and the most creative. It is also this quality that every member of the race feels he is a part of, and that he is a part of that community spirit. It is the racial soul of a people that makes them stick together and unite. It is this very quality that the Jew has labored so long and tenaciously to destroy in the white man. It is this quality that must again be reawakened in the white man and developed to its full potential. Every human being feels that he must belong to something greater than himself, and is most ideally in his own element when he feels that he is a part of a great united racial community. He is most ill at ease, frustrated, and like a fish out of water when he is placed in a polyglot, multiracial environment. Like other creatures of nature, people have a herd instinct, a strong inner urge to belong to the tribe. This is a natural instinct, and it is one of the basic instincts that nature has placed within each of us for the preservation and segregation of the species. The white man's failure in America and elsewhere today to realize this basic urge has completely disarmed him of his most useful instinct and leaves the field wide open for the Jews' satanic drive to mongrelize and destroy the white race. And so, in summation, we include in the creed of the Church of the Creator the basic requirements for the building of a healthy white society. They are as follows. 1. Racial loyalty. 2. Hatred and exclusion of alien races. 3. Exclusive territory. 4. The Leadership Principle. 5. Chain of Command. 6. Sanctity of the Family. 7. A Racial Soul. Without these, we cannot build a strong, white social order. In fact, we cannot even survive. Again, this is not something that I have invented, but these are basic laws that nature has embedded in the very depths of our instincts over the many hundreds of thousands of years that the white race evolved to ever higher levels of existence. It is part and parcel of our religious beliefs, therefore, to foster, nurture, and nourish those natural instincts within us, to strengthen them, and thereby strengthen our race, and strengthen our white social order.